Agotavach. We're up to Sif Mem Zayin. Tonight we're going to discuss another heter, another major exception to the rule. And Mietzrim will develop it, and we'll come out hopefully something really halakha l'maisa, which maybe sidelines perhaps, or possibly half of the bar mitzvah situations, just on this one sif alone. Let's see, let's develop it. It's going to take time, we have to get into it. All right, Zokta Machaba. If someone sells a field or a house or a property to a woman or to Yisaimim Ketanim, anybody mushum dinah deba metzra. There's no dinah deba metzra. The Ramah inserts of Yisaimim Gedalim, if they're Yisaimim but they're Gedalim, oi, Ketanim she'enim Yisaimim, or even if they're Ketanim but they're not Yisaimim, that's Isbu mushum ba metzra. That will have a ba metzra. In order to be absolved, exempt from the din of bar mitzvah, the person has to be a yosim and a katan to boot. He has to be both. But if either an isha or someone who's a yosim and a katan, there's no din of bar mitzvah. Why not? It's coming from a Gemara. The Gemara says, in Kof Chesom Ebez and Bava Metzia, the isha li asmi lesba mishun din of bar mitzvah. To a woman or to yosimim, there's no din of bar mitzvah. Why not? So Karashi, the lav erich ara laduri, talking about a woman, it's not normal, it's not usual, it's not derech eretz for a woman to run around trying to buy properties. Ulavakich mishayesh la kakoyis limkar. Memelo umashaba liyada rishon, whatever comes to hand first, whatever she can get her hands on, ain lo nulayma vasisa yachva atayv lachikam me'ayilav. It's not, the whole thing is Sisa Yajra Tayyip. He doesn't pass the Sisa Yajra Tayyip to tell the woman, you know what, don't buy here, buy somewhere else. He's sending her to buy somewhere else. She doesn't have the ability, it's not derech eretz for her to go roaming around trying to fetch and buy properties. Yes. Yes, yes. It applies even today, Cesare. Yes. Yeah, so, Hayyoyis, the holding of bar mitzvah was only Vesiz Vyoshva Taif. So, Hey Mamru, Hey Mamru. They said that by an Isha doesn't pass. And Rashi and Zorf, Vechain Yasmi. So, too, the same thing. By Yasmi, it's not normal. It's not either normal for the Yasemite to do it. They don't have the ability to do it, to roam around trying to buy properties. They're not skilled for that. And therefore, they don't have a din of Asiz V'yatrataif to stay away. The whole din of Asiz V'yatrataif on the bar is stay away. They don't have the din of Asiz V'yatrataif to stay away. That's Rashi. The Chubis Maimini in Kinyan, Simon Lamed Hay, in the back of the Rambam, he holds that not only if an Isha and a Yosem bought the property already, that the Metzron can't be misalik them, but even the Katkhila, if right now coming to buy the property is a woman, a femda woman, or the Metzron, neither have Kedima. Neither have Kedima. There's no din metronis. The bottle of din metronis, neither of them have Kedima, and the seller or the best man wins. Kalakaitim Zaka, best lady wins, whatever. Kalakaitim Zaka, whoever convinces the seller to sell to them, that's the person who's going to win. There's no din about metron. And Besim, that's the Loshna Machabe as well. Because let's do one more line in a Machabe, you'll see the difference. The Machabe continues, Mochel Tumtum Mandraganis. If someone sells to a Tumtum Mandraganis, a Tumtum Mandraganis is a Suffolk Isha. Eina metron the Metzron cannot remove them, cannot usurp their position. Because they're a Suffolk Isha. So you notice the difference. The Reisha, the Machabe says, a Loshon Hoiva HaMoicher, and a Halacha, Ein Boi Mishun Dinah Mametzah, a Din, that's it. There's no Dinah Mametzah when you're dealing with women. In the Sefer, by the Tuntan Ajegnes, he talks about where it's passed, that it was already sold, and we're only dealing with the Metzah, whether the Metzah could be Mesalik, the Isha, or the Suffolk Isha, or not, the Tuntan Ajegnes. The reason is because over there by Tuntan Ajegnes, the whole Din is the only Mitzad, a Suffolk Isha. So lechatchila, if they're coming, avada lechachila, you're supposed to sell to the Metzron over the Tumtum Mandraganis. Like we learned in Rambam, if you remember last week, we had Rabbi Sensef Memei, that lechatchila, since the Metzron is avada Metzron, and they only have a Suffolk Petor, so avada the Metzron comes first lechachila. B'di'evit, if the Tumtum already bought, that's Eina Metzron Yochel Salkan. That's why the Mechaba chooses that Lashon, Eina Metzron Yochel Salkan passed. But in the Reisha, it's a Lashon Hoiva. Meichel Isha, Ein Boi Mishon Dinah Ma'etzah. Period. Ein Boi Mishon Dinah Ma'etzah. Even Lekachila, if they're coming, there is no Dinah Ma'etzah, the Isha does not have to step away.
What is the Metzron of the Isha or the
Mamre? If the Metzron also, we're going to get to it. About 1 second. Fine.
But I don't understand. In terms of Isha, I can understand by some mitzvahs, you know, says man grama, maybe not, I would not. But you're not, they're not, a tumtum is not an Isha in terms
We're going to get to it. The Rivosh, it's coming from Rivosh. Belina, we'll get to it. I just want to bring out. So you see, the Lashon Mechaba is more like that. I found Baruch Shem Akhoshin Veifut, which says very similar, that you see from the Mechaba that even Lechatchila, Kolakaidim Zaka. There is no precedence. Not the Isha, not the Metzah. It's Kolakaidim Zaka. Good. In Lamdis, if you think, Rabbi Yisai, let's bring out, refresh our memories. In Lamdis, Lechay, it has to be like that. That is, that once there's no din of Bamezra post fact, after they buy it, so to Lechachila they have a right to buy it and they don't have to step away. Because if you remember, there was a Lamdis we discussed, Kashinar and many other Achrainim, when we're dealing with Maton and other cases. The din of Bametzra is not a din that the buyer has to sell the property to the lekach. That's not the din of Bametzra. Din of Bametzra is a chachila. You're not allowed to buy here, and if you do, we're slamming you with a takana that you're not buying for yourself. You're a shliach and you're buying for Yena. It's never a din after you're bought. It's a din when you're buying, you have no right to buy. And Memele, if you're thinking you're buying for yourself, you're automatically buying as a shliach for the Metzron. That's when the din is chal. So, if you tell me that an Isha, once she buys it, doesn't have to give it over, that means she wasn't a shliach when she bought it, that means she had the right to buy it. You can't split the two, it's one din. Did she have a right to buy it or not? If she had a right to buy it, then lechachilu, then she could buy it. And if she didn't have a right to buy it, then she's a shliach automatically for the metzron. There's no two dinim that we could say, okay, maybe one is applicable and one's not applicable. It's one din. So if you see that once she buys it, she doesn't have to give it up, then avada lechachilu, she's allowed to buy it as well. That which we see sometimes in the Shulchan Aruch, that there's a chilek, whether it's past or before you went to buy it, lechachilu, that's only either because by a Sofik, or by Akum, or by a seller who's in a rush. So we say, once you bought it, you know, we have to be mated to the seller so we don't take it away. But lechachilu, both parties are willing to buy it, including the metron, and there's no difference to the seller, so then the metron will come first. That's only because if the whole din why by metron was put on hold is because l'te'eles ha'maicha, so when they're both here lechachilu, there is no longer te'eles ha'maicha. That would be the swara. But here, the reason why it's not the metron, nothing to do with te'eles ha'maicha, nothing to do with te'eles ha'metron, has to do with te'eles of the Isha, the buyer. So, and that talis is the same whether she's coming lechachilu or after she bought it. So if you see that once she bought it, she doesn't have to give it up, then lechaira hu adin, when she's coming to buy, she has the right to buy lechachilu. I'm going out in the limitics because the Achreinim and even the Mashmais, the Teis of the Rosh, Kofchas, not like that, but La Halacha, the Mashmeis and Machab and the Chus Maram is it. The Teis Rosh might be Lishitas, if you remember. The Teis Rosh is one who has the Kasha, but they've got Matana, and that's where the Achrenim are giving that Teres to. Let's take it further. The Rambam says the Sfarah even further, right? Rashi just says that it's, they're not a Sitzvah of Yashvatav. You can't tell the Isha, go buy somewhere else. Whatever she gets her hands on first, that's what she should take. The Rambam says even further. The Lashon of Rambam is, he puts the Yisayman first. Hamoichel Yisayman Ketanem, Ein Baidin Bala Metza. Why? Hatoy Vayosha, Sho'oisin Chesedim Eilu, is Yesem Bala Metza. Faket. It's a bigger Toy Vayosha that the Yisayman should get it, then the Metzun should get it. The whole thing about Metzun is going to wait on Toy Vayosha, as Yisayosha Vatoy. To allow the Yisayman to get it is a greater Yisayosha Vatoy. Oh. Very good. Now then the Rambam continues by Isha. V'chen ha'meichel l'isha ein b'yidin b'ala meitza mepnei she'in darka l'treyak tamid v'liknois v'ho v'loka once she bought a chesed u'shetamid b'yoda. Oh, so it sounds like the Rambam separated two halakas, and by the Yisayimim it's so vague that by the Yisayimim it's faked. The Toy V'yosh Yisayimim is more than the Toy V'yosh and the Mesrin. So what does he mean to say? Like Ari's saying, what he means to say is if they're coming l'chatchilo, adarab, but the Yisayimim have Kedima. You have to allow the Yisayimim to get it. It's like a reverse Dina Dabamezra. The Yisayimim is that the Yisayimim should get it even more than the Bamezra.
So,
the Kultus is
that
if Bamezra
dies, he buys the Yisayimim.
Oh, no, as they fight, that I'm not saying. As they fight. But at least the Chakilim, when they're coming, there's better, there's preference to the Yisayimim over.
So, the Yisayimim can't do this. Hey,
the realtor, I guess, well, either the Yisayimim or Napatropis or yeah, okay, but maybe it's not a good idea to waste money there. Maybe they should put it somewhere else. Maybe it's a bad deal. So, fakert. Now, I just want to be medayik in the Rambam only by the yisoyimim like that. By ishi, he doesn't say that. By ishi, it's just once they buy it, once you can't be mazalaka. So good. So it's like shava b'shava. By the ishi, says the barashi, but by the yisoyimim, he goes as if I to say that it's even yosef asiyas v'shatoyv with the elu with the yisoyimim more than the bametzah. He doesn't see that in the Gemara. So it's the Rambam. It's the Rambam. So I'm just saying, so in the Rambam, the kedima that the Yisayimim have is only by the Yisayimim of a Bamentzah, but the Isha won't have a kedima, but at least the Bamentzah won't have a kedima over either. Now, the Nesivis Mishbot, that's on Rabbi Yeruchim, he's medayik this in the Lashon HaTorah as well. The Lashon HaTorah is, Toi v'yosha hu limko lahem. But the Yisayimim. Smash mezakta nisiz misha. Like achila, you're supposed to sell to the Yisayimim over the Bar Mitzvah. That's what should come out.
You sell to them yourself or Rav Shabbos?
Both, either. Oh, we're going to get to it. Wow, we're going to get to it. Wow, yes, and good. Yes, and stark. All right, now the kids. By the Ishi says, you can't be Masal. Once she bought it, it's Chesed Ushatamad B'yodah.
That's a strict rule like the Muhammad writes by Putin and Drake.
Yeah, okay, but like I told you, in love this lechayer, it should be the same. What you're being mechamed to is a kir melech rav. The kir melech rav in his tshuva, Siman Aleph, wants to be medayik in the Rambam, the two extremes. That by Yisayimim, the Yisayimim have kedima, like we're saying. And by Isha, the Metzun has kedima. It's just once the Isha bought it, then you can't be masal like the Isha. Now, lechayer, it doesn't work. It really doesn't work, because the Gemara says the klal on both of them, ein bahem dina bametzah, side the Isha, side the Yasmi. If the Kerem Melakrav will be right, the Kumzayis by Isha, there is a shtika bametzah, just once she bought it in the bametzah, like Achila, there's a dina bametzah. Not much like that in the Gemara. And the Gemara and all the Rishonim bring across the board Yisayimim together with Isha. Like the Rambam, Isha has a quasi bametzah, and Yisayimim have no bametzah. It doesn't work. L'chayir, the Gemara's mavur that need that bametzah. If you want to be mechalik between them, you have to say, like we said, that Avada neither have a din bametzah, and Avada l'chachila, the Isha has a right to buy, and Yisayimim have the right to buy. The only difference is the other way, the inverted way, that Yisayimim have a kedima, and Isha don't have a kedima. Isha doesn't have a kedima. But Benegate Bametzer, neither of a Bametzer at all, even the Chakil. And the mice is, like I said, we have a Jewish Maimonis who says, Lahedi, even by Yisoyimim, Isha, both, not like this Dik, even our Dik in the Rambam, that by Yisoyimim and Isha, Kala Kaidim Zecha, neither have a Din Kadima. And it's much like that in Rashi as well, because Rashi puts Din of Isha Yisoyimim together, same time, V'chein Yasmi. And it's also much like that in the Machaba. The Machaba just says a Din. Ain't Behem Din of Mamesi. It doesn't say, and Yisoyimim have a Kadima. There's Masha, he's going like the Jewish Maram. That is, they took away the Din Bametzra, even the Chachil is not Din Bametzra, and it's Kol HaKedim Zaka, whoever wins, wins. It's geboit on a bametzah to get it. I understand, it's geboit. It's a yisisav, a yoshev, a toiv, it's mechayev to give kedima to the Yisayimim. It should have mentioned it. It doesn't mention Nerechayim anyway. So if you want to mention, here's the place. You mention it over here that fakir, that the Yisayimim share kedima, like the Rambam does. The Mechava didn't do that. It's much like the Jewish Maimony. All right. Let's take this. Expand this a bit. Let's take it to the next step. What happens if you buy an amana? She's the Isha. No, the Isha we're not giving more kedima. Isha we're just saying kala kaidim zayka. Amana is also no. Amana is the same. Yisayimim like the Rambam has more kedima, but not amana. I know, but the reason why you say why is Yisayimim worse than an Isha? Why do are they more needy? Whatever you have to, like the Rambam, that they'll have kedima, right? Stronger is because an Isha, first of all, she's not derech eretz lagza, but she could. Yisayimim can't. They're not smart enough. They're not skilled. They're not developed. They're young kids. They're ketanim Yisayimim. They're 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds. They're not. They can't do it. That's one. And the second, if it's mavuna kama rishayim, that Yisayimim have a whole new din. Just like by ribis, you're allowed to lend out mois ribis with certain ribis the rabbonans, because you have to protect their money as much as possible, because otherwise it's going to be eaten up and lost. So the rishayim tzushtal here too by Yisayimim this new time that Yisayimim are worse. You see, Yisayimim are worse than an amana, worse than an isha. So that. That's the Sora Lachaytik Mechalik in the Rambam, Lachayra. But it's only by Yisayman, not by Amona. Alright, Rabbi Akiva Ega on the side on the Shulchan Aruch brings from the Tshuvas Ranach, the case was that Agav say that later on, we're going to see later on in the Sif, that so too if an Isha sells, not only if she's a buyer, but if she's a seller, also they might have suspended the Din of Bar Metzor on that case. And the Ranach is going with that, and the Ranach has a case where the brothers were selling a piece of property for their sister to raise a Nadunya for their sister. And Zokta Ranach, that they're selling a property to raise an Nadunya for their sister, there is not going to be a Din of Bar Metzra, since they're trying to raise money for the sister's Nadunya, it's as if they're selling on behalf of a girl, their sister's a girl, that's like an Isha who sold it, and Memele does no Din of Bar Metzra. And Zokta Rekiveg, if that's the case, Kosha came the other way around. If they're buying a property to be able to give a Nadunya, let's say a father's buying a piece of property to give as a Nadin for his daughter, for the son-in-law, for the Chasana. He has to buy them a house. So he's buying a property for his daughter, for the Nadin. Zokter Kivega, there's also not going to be a Din of Bar Metzra. Because the purchase is on behalf of an Isha.
Does he have to prove that?
Or? He prove it? I mean, the proof is in the pudding. He's taking the...
Doesn't have to prove it then.
He might have to prove it, but I'm telling you, the proof is going to be in the pudding. He's going to be selling the property right now for his... He's buying it, he's giving it over right now. You see, a month later, it's going into the Nadin. The kids are living in it under their name.
Well, I'm just saying, I can go and say I'm doing it for the Dunya, because I'm lying for my kids.
So then we'll have to see what's going to happen. Now, what are you going to do with it? Are you giving it to the kids or not?
I understand that on the buying side, the whole reason was Lava Hara, that she should go shopping for a piece of property.
Right.
She's not doing anything. The father's buying one for her. She's sitting at home.
Buying out.
That's the chiddush. The chiddush over here is, that's what I'm trying to prove. The chiddush over here is that you could not even have the Isha buying it. You could have someone else who's buying it on behalf of Isha, and will also have the mail of an Isha to suspend the Din of Bar Metzra. And the reason is because the Isha won't have the property otherwise. It's a title for the Isha. What do you want her to do? Buy a different property? She can't buy a different property. The Maisa Baruch Hashem, her husband or her father or her brother is willing to buy her this property. That's it. She has to take whatever she can get. To tell her go buy someone else, you can't do that.
Yeah, but the father buying the Nadunya for his daughter could go buy somewhere else.
Correct, he could. But that's. But maybe he won't. If you're going to make it difficult for him, maybe he won't.
The wife goes to the husband, even she's the one looking for the property, which is the husband's benefit, she's doing the same thing.
Then it'll be inverted case, you mean. If she's buying it for her husband, right, so if she's buying it for her husband, then there will be a Din of Bar Metzra.
She's legitimately doing the work.
Right, I'm saying it. Then there will be a Din of Bar Metzra for that. Maybe,
why
in economy. Okay, yeah, fine. But that's what comes out. And that's it's a Chuvitz Maimony as well. That Chuvitz Maimony in Kinyan, it's got it in Lamed Bey, it's not Lamed Bey, but the one over there, he has a case, Toicha Dvarav, he's talking about where Godol buys a piece of property for Yisayim Katanim, and he says, Bekai Gav, there's no Din of Bar Metzra. Even though the God is buying it. Now, you could be matzchik and zezayin, he means he's buying it with the money of the Yisayimim, but it's not mashma like that. Even if he buys it with his own money, if he's buying it for Yisayimim, there won't be a Din of Bar Metzra. And there's a Chuvis Yad Eliyo in Siman Ayin Beis. His case was where a husband bought a seat in the Ezra's Noshim for his wife, and the person next door, Tanya Bar Metzra, I want that seat. No. The lady next door, who had the seat next door, said that she wants to expand. She wants a second seat. Let's say she wants for her daughter, or whatever it is. She needs more space for herself. I don't know. And the case was that the Yad Elio, he said there's no Din of Bar Metzra because he's buying on behalf of Venetia. And if you're not going to allow him to buy it, maybe he won't bother to buy another one. He won't be matriarch. So this is a windfall of a deal for her. She needs this property. If you're going to prevent her from buying this property, she's going to lose out. And you can't tell women to buy somewhere else. So Mamela, there's no Din of Bar Metzra. You see from all of them, this halacha, that it's expanded to even someone else buying for a woman also has this hetter. What did you say? Who said? And let's say it is a ketana. So it has to be a yosam, not a yosam. Right, I'm saying an isha. Oh, Isha Kenegri. We're going to talk about Isha Kenegri about. All right. So it comes out, that even though it's only on behalf of the Isha, there's still no Din of Bar Metzra. Okay, let's go on. Let's move on. Let's talk about your case. What happens if the Metzrin is also an Isha? Right? What are you going to do then? So if you look... Yeah, but if the metzah is also an isha, what's the reason why we're suspending the din of bar metzah? Is to tell us this buyer, because this buyer is a woman. But if the metzah has that same mila, she's also a woman, maybe we will have a din of bar metzah. She's a metzah plus an isha. And this woman, the buyer, is only an isha. So the ishas cancel each other out, maybe, and now we're left with the metzah.
Let's go by the
right, but you also can't tell the metzah to go by the So very good. You macham into Maram. Look at the shak in Sifkot Mem Dalit. He brings from the Mordechai B'shem the Maram Ramberg to the Tshuva, the first Berlin Reish Peihei. The Maram Ramberg says that afilu ametzim gam kein isha ayasim ein bei mishum dini de bar mesra. It's a shak in Sifkot Mem Dalit. Right? Once is no asis of Yeshua Tayyip for this woman, he can't tell it to buy somewhere else. So the fact that the medicine happens to be a woman as well, that's not going to make asis of Yeshua Tayyip. And the Rikanti and Shin Pei says the same thing. And it's mashma from the God that the Maram is talking about, Isha against an Isha and Yosem against the Yosem. But from the Lashon HaShach is mashma, that doesn't make a difference. Pasha is right, doesn't make a difference. That even an Isha medicine against a Yosem buyer or a Yosem medicine against an Isha buyer doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is if you can't tell the buyer to go somewhere else, there is no din of bametzah. They suspended the din of bametzah. It's over. There's no din of bametzah. So the fact that the metzrin is also an isha, that's not going to make a difference. And that teres tzvi in the chuvis at the end of the sefer, it's part like that. It's mavua that even if the metzrin is an amana, so you have a metzrin and amana against a regular isha, still there is no din in the bametzah. That's it. The choishin ve'efer is mechadish. I don't have a ray against him. I just hold it's a big chiddush. I don't have a ray either way. He's mechadish that that's only after the fact. Once she bought it, then the metzen can't be masalik. But while they're coming to buy, if the metzen is also an isha, so she has the same male of an isha like this isha buyer has, and she happens to be a metzen as well, she has kedima because she has two koiches, two miles, and the buyer only has one mile. The metzen is a metzen and an isha, and the buyer is only an isha, so it's a chachili, she give it to a metzen isha before a regular isha. That's his chiddush. I don't have a right against him. I thought that there's no din b'metzah. They suspended the whole din b'metzah. The whole thing should be a bottle.
There's no
mile. That's what it should be. L'chayra. And maybe it doesn't mean this din. Maybe it means like a different din in a simen, a karev, and a shachin, like a certain, like a lechatchila dikamayla. I don't know. But that's what he says. All right. The Chuvis Maimini has a case that if the Isha, and this is hold copy, Rabbi. It's very simple, but I just want to give a different spin on this. What happens if you have that there's a isha and a metzron against a metzron? That means we have two metzronim to this field. Both are metzronim. Grab the one in the metzronim is an isha, and that isha ended up buying the field. What's the halacha? So if she's a metzron and isha, so kosher gain. Madok, a regular isha who buys it, has kedima. Kosher gain if she's a metzron as well. Correct, exactly, correct. Now what would be if they didn't buy it yet and they're coming lechatchila, an isha metron against a regular metron?
Same thing,
you have
2 miles.
Should be the same thing. And come, and Zakta Chuvis Maram, he goes even further. That even if the metron, it's mashman his words like that, that even if the metron already bought it, the isha metron is mighty the regular metron. Because since the isha metron has 2 miles, 2 koiches, and the metzron only has 1 koich, so kilo 1 koich cancels the other out, so the isha is left with an additional koich, and that koich that the isha has, the 2 koiches, is stronger than a 1 koich, and the isha metzron could be masalik even a regular metzron.
How do you know
the metzron cancels out the metzron?
Okay, one at a time, 1 second. What?
You say they come up together, you can say cancel out, but once you
draw it out, so it's that two is stronger than one. There's no mitzvah to draw neither one look higher, because the but that's what the Meram is mechadish. The Meram is mechadish that if you have 2 koikas against 1 koik, the 2 koikas win. Memela Frek.
Well, we also have 2 koikas against 1 koik.
Excellent. That's the $1 million kasha. Frekta Ranachan Siman Yutes. And the Nesivis Mishpan Rabbein Yeruchim. And the Chuvis Perak Mata Aaron. In Chelik Beisim involved, they all is a steerist Chuvis Maram. Here the Maram holds that two koichis is stronger than one. A metron isha against a regular metron, the metron isha can even be mesalik a regular metron, because two is better than one. And before we had a case where there was a metron isha against an isha, and then the Maram says that no, two kayakas are not stronger than one kayak, and the isha could buy and it's fine, and the metron isha is not masalik the isha. How come the metron isha is masalik a metron, and a metron isha is not masalik an isha? If two is better than one, so why can I use it the first case too? A metron isha be masalik a regular isha. And now when it's a metron isha against him, the other mamish sees a mishbalai shrein they're enacting mucha, but pragmataren says this teretz. The vort in the maram is not that two is better than one. That's not the vort. It's memela the vort. He dissect the case. When you have a metron against a metron, there's still a power struggle between them. If they come together, they have to share the property. There's still a power struggle between them, right? When you have a case of a metron isha against an isha, and you're telling me it's two against one, it's not two against one. The Chazal said that a metron is a nobody when there's an isha involved. If there's an isha buyer, there's no more metron. They took away the metronis. So this metron isha is as if she's a regular isha. So they have an isha against an isha. It's nothing. May the best lady win. That's it. May the best woman win. That's it. Kolokaydim zaka. So there is no din of bametra. But if you have a metron isha against a metron, and now, what happens? Well, when you have an isha, the metron disappears, as if the person's not a metron. So now you're left with a metron isha against nobody. Yeah. So metron isha has a koyach to win. The metron isha has a right to win because the other metron is a nobody, because a metron against isha is nobody, and now you're left with just a metron. So you have a metron against nobody, so rather the metron wins. Correct, a metron is this, and a metron could be misalik. A metron isha could be misalik, a regular metron, because that regular metron was marginalized. He was neutralized because he's going up against an isha, so he's no longer a metron. So now we have somebody who's not a metron going off against a metron, because this metron isha retains some metronis. So that metron has a koyach to be mesalik. Mashen can have a metron isha against the isha. The metron isha, the metron is a nobody. It's like an isha against an isha. It's a memela. It's kalak
eidim
zakon.
Before they bought, where does the isha have an isha?
Anisha wants to buy. Correct, going to the seller. Right, but she wants to buy. So you can't stop Anisha from buying because there's no din of Yashra Toif to tell Anisha to buy somewhere else. She's not capable of buying somewhere else. So you have to allow her to buy here. She has every right to buy here, like you have a right to buy here. So Mamela is called
Kaidim Zaka. And the two of you are strong involved, so you can have a kind. It's not just that she's buying, she's not buying, she's coming with a kind of.
She's trying to buy. What case are you talking about?
You're talking about metron isha versus
a metron isha versus a metron before they're buying. Not even that. I'll make it better. The metron already bought it. The metron isha has the right to be masalik the metron. Why? That's right, because the isha marginalizes the din metronis, and now we're left with that extra mila that the isha has, that she's a metron. A third person buys. A third person buys it, and now there's a metron isha and a metron trying to mimizal the third person. So l'chayra kosher came. Why not?
She wants to buy a metron. She doesn't have a metron. She wants to buy.
No, the third person, the buy was a man. The buy was a man, right? The third person was a man. And now, comes along two mates run, and one happened to be an isha, right? So, she has a kedima. But she wants a buy. And I would think that you have the same kedima. You're right, she has a buy, but now that she wants to buy it. Correct. So now that she wants to take away, she has kedima over the metron, because the metron klape her is not a metron, because she has kedima. Okay, I gotta think about it.
What's the thing about?
No, he's saying that they both have mitzronis. Yeah, they both have mitzronis. A third party buys it, and two mitzronim want to be metallic to third party. One happens to be an isha, and one's not. So that's what I want to tell you. He wants to say, but she didn't buy it yet. She's not even coming. All right. I hear. We got to think of it. Fine. Let's move on. The Mechaber says, Ketanim Yisayinim. Rambam makes a diik that it's dafka both, Yisayinim and Ketanim. If it's Yisayinim Gedolim or Ketanim Sheinim Yisayinim, there will be a din of Ametzer. So let's take this apart. You have a cotton who's not a Yosem, Baruch Hashem. He buys a piece of property, the halach is ba-metra. And he has to give over the property to the metran. The ulam ha-mishpat in Sivvav, if you recall, the machab in Sivvav was machadish. It's not his chadish, it's machlek zishenim. It was machadish that the buyer is a shliach for the metran. And you don't even need to make another kinyan. It automatically works that the kinyan that the buyer did is automatically a kinyan for the metran. And the eide ha-kinyan, right to shtah, that who bought this field? The metron bought the field. You thought the buyer bought it. There was no buyer. There was a seller, and he was acting as a shliach. He didn't know about it, but he was acting as a shliach, and automatically it was sold to the metron. It's a direct kinyan to the metron. It's not that the lekeach bought it and then sells it, flips it to the metron. It's a direct kinyan to the metron. So to ulam mishpat, I'll bring you a raya that that's true, that that's mechab, that halacha has to be direct without a second kinyan. It's not a flip, because you see over here in our sifin memzayin that the cotton who's not a yosem has a din of metzra. If you're going to tell me it's a flip, the cotton could buy, very nice, but how could the cotton now sell? Cotton is a lot of basmati. He can't sell. If you need him to sell, he can't sell. So kochok, it has to be that he bought it directly for the buyer. And if you're going to tell me, Zakta Ulam Mishpat, that no, he bought it as a cotton. And when he hits 13 and he's a godel, then we'll force him to sell. Zakta Ulam Mishpat, you can't do that. Because if he's sitting on the property for a few years, it's not a sisavash of tev now to wake up later on and say, okay, now sell it to the metzvan. What's my right? Because you see, you have a yosema cotton. And has no din about metzra. Why don't we say let the yosem stay there for a few years, and once he becomes a gadol, now he's a gadol, and now he has no mile anymore, and I'll let him sell it to the metzra. That's not a tzitzis of a yashva toif. So mamelo has to be that his kinyan was direct to the metzra. That's ulam mishpat.
Why
don't
you say
that
should be suspended by the metzra? The king go around and buy stuff. You know, you just found something.
By cotton yosem, we say can. Why a regular cotton? Because maybe a regular cotton could have father to help him, or maybe a cotton doesn't need to let him wait till he gets older. Maybe okay, you have to know it's by yosem, but. I'm going to get to that, child. One second. Now, his raya is not such a shtaka raya. Bishlam Yosem Cotton has a right to buy it. L'chachilu, when he went to buy it, he had a right to buy it. It's not a problem. Mashenkin, in his case, where the cotton had no right to buy it, just it's a technical thing. How are we going to get him to sell it? There's no das makna. So fine, maybe he'll have to sell it when he becomes a god. He'll sit on the property for a few years and then sell it. But the ulam mishnah, that's not a tzitz v'yashva toif. Male, it's a raya to the mechabishit and sevav that it works direct. Comes along the shesh. And it's a different kashrut. The Eilim is asking. We know that the Bametz's din is mikoyech shlichos, and shlichos the cotton. How is it going to work? How could the cotton buy something? He can't buy it on behalf of someone else. He can't be a shliach. It doesn't work. What's going to be? And shlichos the cotton. So how could the Rambam say, and when doing a makab like that is, that there is a din in the Bametz? I ain't shlichos the cotton. So.
Just saying, it's only
Kinyan
Rabbanan.
Okay, and?
Oh, so how can I make my Kinyan Rabbanan for you? Who said the
Chacham Masak and my Kinyan? So, granted, this might not be just Rabbanan. This might be a Daraisa, because you have Dasacher Smakna. The seller sold it to a cotton. It's Maklek as you're showing him. That might be Dasacher Smakna. It means a Daraisa. And now the cotton gets it. The Mice is that the Chuvis Maimani in Kinyan Lamed Beis, that the Chuvis Maimani Toych Dwarf says Lahedya, that if the cotton would buy it, since he's a lav, Bar shlikas, it's ain't shlikas the cotton. There is no din in the mametzra. So who should jubis maimini? So the question is, yeah, but Aramah says, right? Mamish for this reason. But Aramah says not like that. So the problem is what to do. How are we going to get around this?
How can someone who says no be more of a shlikas than someone who, than a cotton, not saying anything? A cotton doesn't know I'm not a
shlikas. Right? But that's tough luck. We made you a shlikas.
A cotton that doesn't say anything is anything.
He can't make a kinyan for someone else. It's not shaykh for him to make a kinyan for someone. How does that work?
Why not? Because
he has no das.
If I can't das in the government, I can't stick that in
you know, I can hear a das and a gadol who is a bar das, but a kadol who's a live bar das. He can't, but who's selling it to him? The cotton owns it. Who's selling it to the... Who could give it to him? No one could assign it over. You're right. So he's a Navarian. Now what? He's a cotton anyways. But what do you want to do to him? Doesn't own it, the cotton made a kinyan on it. That's the guy's back. The cotton owns it right now. How are you going to get out of his rishus?
The yoshua doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop the kinyan.
It never stops.
It just makes a shliach. But if he's not allowed by shlikas, how does it work? So the Shoshanis Yankov wants to be mechadish, that just like there's a kinyan derabonin for a cotton, and it's mavua, that if the cotton makes a kinyan for himself, a pu'utis, he could be koinah for other people too. That zechiyah works for other people. So he wants to say over here where we're dealing with das acheres makna, maybe chiddush, maybe the das acheres makna will work to plug in the das for the cotton, and now he becomes like a bar das, a tier for the das of the zella. Das acheres makna makes the cotton a bar kinyan, and now the cotton automatically bought it for the metzron, mikoyek shlikas of ba metzron. But he pipes tarachin. But then he says, tarachin, if this works. So can we have a das acheres makna for a cotton to be kinder for somebody else, mikoyek like a zechia, if he's allowed by shlikas? He pipes tarachin.
This, in any case,
that's what he's wanting to be Makadish. That's what he's trying to be Makadish. The Maisa Betzalel, he wrote a pirush on the Rikanti in Shin Pei. The Maisa Betzalel also has the same kasha. What are you going to do? A cotton is a labashlikas. And if he says, Bal Kochoch, not like Luluma Mishpat. Bal Kochoch, you're right. The cotton owns it. And when it becomes a gadol, then he's going to have to sell it to the metzron. But Zakhtar, it's going to come out a major nafkamina. Bunch of nafkaminas. All the halachas that come out of the din shlichas that said in Sivav, if you recall, Rabbi said, Yukra Vazula belongs to the metzron. And the shtar is written al shem ha-metzron. And Paris, well, Paris Be'en. Paris Be'en. And if you remember, Dikhadish, if you remember, the halacha was that if the buyer borrowed money in between, and then the metzron was mesalakim. So lechayra, the malva came first, and should have a shibud on the karka. Zokta mechabe, since lemafreya came out, he was only a shliach of the metzron, so the buyer never owned it. So Nebuch, the poor malva, was duped. He thought he had a mortgage, and he didn't have a mortgage. He was duped. All these halakas should come out. Zokta Maisa would tell that by a cotton, it belongs to the cotton, and Yukavazula belongs to the cotton, and Paris belongs to the cotton, and if he's a malva, there's a shibud. Because he taka owns it in this interim period. It's only when he becomes a gadol he sells it. And at the end he says, Ladain Tzarchin. Also Tzarchin. So now we don't really have a good pshat. We have two Tzarchin de Kepshatim in this Ramah. Nepal is, I haven't found anyone else who discusses this. It's like, how do you touch your Ramah?
It was a dangerous person that took over. The Mamedzer keeps his right until the danger passes.
Right.
So why shouldn't it be the same? They should keep his credit until.
Correct. I have no problem. You keep your kayak, but you can never. There, the word is that once the bar mitzvah exercises his right, it goes back to the mafreya that he was a shliach. By a cotton, he can't go back to the mafreya as a shliach because he's not a shliach. So it's just a new din, and it's a mitzvah. But be'etzem is a shtick of a chiddush because we never found a takonis kazal bar mitzvah that forces the lokeach to sell to the bar mitzvah. We only found that he becomes a shliach, and it doesn't pass by a cotton to be a shliach.
He's gone. Could he come back and say, I was
a
bar mitzvah 6 years ago?
Who's gone?
The bar mitzvah.
He's gone.
He moved away.
Yeah.
Now he's not a bar mitzvah.
So, that achronim that we skipped over, that achronim discussed all together, not just by a con, all together. If you have a bar mitzvah, the Shulchan Aruch, if you have a bar mitzvah and then he sold off his property, could he exercise the right bar mitzvah?
He wanted to exercise the cotton, took it away from him.
Right.
And now 6 years later, now he's supposed to sell.
He's making it, well, here might be worse. I'm asking. But the bottom line is we have a Ramah, which we really don't understand.
There's two
million involved. You have to wait till fulfilled. But once it's fulfilled, it goes back to Mavreya. Everything's Mavreya. And here, what's going on? A Shver Ramah. All right, we'll leave it at that. Pashas is from both pants. Pashas. I don't recall, but
why he has a mother? Why can't he have a
you have the each of a cut. So maybe not gonna end what. So how are you gonna help? So maybe
you
talk about. I mean, if it, what type of yosim? Let's say it's a tumah yosim that lost his father. So what do you want? So you have the yosim. You're right. You're probably right. A father is enough. So then you'll have a yosim. The mother is no better than the yosim. If a yosim, what happens if a yosim loses a mother, not a father? L'chayr, let the father take care of him, right? So it's only if he loses a father. L'chayr, that's what you have to say. All right. Tumtum and adragonis, right? So Eilim was ma'ayrid. Where's this halakha coming from? It's a Chuvas Rivash in Shin Samak Tes. And the Rivash explains, Mamish, what the Eilim was bothered by, a Tumtum and Dragon is Sachaira. If the whole vod is, it's not Derech Eretz for Isha to be Mesaviv, and it's difficult for her, she's not skilled to do it. A Tumtum and Dragon is, who's like a half a man or a Suffolk man, he does go around, and he could fend for himself, and he could go. So why are we suspending the Din Bametzer for Tumtum and Dragon is? Zok the Rivash, the reason is because it's a cloud, like a loy plug. Isha doesn't have a metzra, and a tumtum and a dragon is a suffix Isha, that's it. So there's a suffix, there's no din of bametzra. They didn't carve out, oh, for a tumtum and a dragon is, we won't make bametzra. They didn't do it. What happens if you have an Isha who's the CEO of a Fortune 500 company? Doesn't make a difference. There's still no din bametzra. There's no din bametzra for an Isha, period. There's a loy plug. Memela Zakhtar Yivash goes further. So Memela, the Rishonim Mamucha, what Isha are we talking about? Talking about only an Amana or even an Isha who's married. We pass an even Isha is married. It's Mavu like that in the Ramah. But Zakhtar Yivash, it's Mukha like that. If you see even a Tumtum Vandragonist, who's like a man, nevertheless doesn't have the Din of Bametzah because there's a Safek Isha. So an Isha who has a husband, also Lachai should have that same Maila. Lamaisa, she's an Isha. So even if a husband could take care of her, and Lamaisa is a husband who could take care of her, still not as good as the husband himself. So he says that there's another svara why Anisha really should have the suspension of a matzah even though she's married. But the bottom line is, he proves from here that even a married woman will not have a din of a matzah. Because a tumtum and dragonist is not better than that. It's okay, the same thing. That he could fend for himself and still they took it away. A tumtum and dragonist is a half man, half woman. A tumtum is a suffic man. And later on, if you make an incision, you could cut open, you could see if he's a man or a woman. The Gemara talks about cases if later on he discovered that he's a man. So Lachar over here too, play this out. If a tumtum buys a property and later on it's discovered that he was really a man, so Kumlitz, all along he was a man. So Lachar Lamai Freya. And now there should be a din of Bametzra, and the Metzran should be Zeichid Lemafrey from the time he came to be Mesalik with money, this buyer, this Tumtum. Lemafrey should own it, because now there is a din, in the Skala Lemafrey there was a din of Bametzra, and all the payers that the Tumtum made on the field should have to go back to the Metzran, because he had no right to eat these payers. Lemafrey belonged to the Metzran.
Because of suffering, means he has a right.
But now there's no longer a suffix. It was Nisbar the suffix. But now I found out that he's not a man. Let's say we have a suffix that the person, like we had a, before we had a case that the metron was Mesalik me, and we found out later on he was a Gaza and he had no right to be Mesalik me. He goes back. Here's the inverted case. The buyer staved off the metron, but we now discovered that it's Nishkatag and Nishkavlaigan. He wasn't. Yeah, but now we realize that the person wasn't a suffix. It wasn't legit. It's my friend, we now know that he wasn't.
That's my status of suffix. It was named, it said low clone, and it's bottom. Who cares what happens later on? You're made to me, it's bottom because it's a suffix. So that's the dinner by mess is bottom because that's suffix. That's the guard for the pickle. Who cares if the suffix?
I respectfully disagree. All right, let's move on. Dr. Amo.
Now, Muna gets married.
When, say, no, that's not even my friend. That's not a toys. When she bought it, she was an amana. That's
what she,
correct. But he means that even a like the sheet is a married woman is different. We pass even a married woman has a suspension. But even if you would be the other Ishanim, I think an amana and then gets married. I've had that the amana bought it kedin. Here, the tumtum of my friend didn't buy a kedin. All right, zaktum rama hagot vedavka and isha sheyeshla nechasim yiduim. Don't get carried away. Avad an Isha buys it, there's no din of Bametzra. But that's only an Isha who you know has her own money to buy. She has nechasim yiduim. If not, we suspect that this is just a front. Really, the husband's buying it. And he's afraid that the neighbor is going to call bar mitzvah. He puts it under his wife's name. He registered it under his wife. That's not going to stave off bar mitzvah. That's how Rama and the Rishonim talked about this. Tshuva Zarif and other Rishonim talk about such cases. Rashba, Tshuva Zarashma, is that if it's done for Harama, then Avada is a din of bar mitzvah. This whole halacha is only if we see that there's no aroma. So either she's an amana, so there's no aroma, she has no husband. Or even if she has a husband, she has her own nechasim to buy, so it's a reasonable chance that she's really buying for herself from her own money. But if she doesn't have her own money, then you know that it's really being provided from her husband's money, so then you have to believe that it's really the husband's buying it for himself, and it's just put under his wife's name, and mamela, there will be a dinner bar mitzvah. So the same thing, it's really his house, and just she's getting the mortgage. He can't buy it, but he's really the one who's buying it. He's just getting his wife to do the financing of the property. The burden of proof is going to Zichah be in a normal situation or by a Aroma situation. And the Aroma, when it's a Aroma situation, when the Isha doesn't have Nechasim Yiduim, and you suspect that it's a husband, then the burden of proof is going to be on the Isha to prove that it's for herself. Because we have to assume that it was done for Aroma. That's halakha. That's halakha. What does Nechasim Yiduim mean? So let's explain that. The Sma says Nechasim Yiduim is She Yidua She Yesh La Mamin She Ain La Bayla Rishus. It's Yidua that she has money that her husband doesn't have any rights to it. The Matzilamema Dilanafshi Knesio that I bought it for myself. The Mlavkein, because you can tell me the husband has rights to it. Mashikansahi Kilukana Bayla. So it's not her money. It's her husband's money. So as you talking about a case that she has money that her husband has no right to that money. That's what the Sma says. Then the husband's going to get that money. Maisei Dain belong to her husband. So you have to have either Mekamsa or she got a Yerusha. Nixing the look. She got. But the Sma takes it further. The Sma says even that's not enough. You see, the Sma holds as we Mamin She'ein Labai L'Rishuspa. Money that her husband has no rights to them. He cannot even eat payers from that. He has no rights to that. Which is very rare. That's the Sma. The Pella is that the Tshuvas HaRashma Kela Gimel Kufayin that brings this halacha down says one of the cases is that she got Nechasim B'Yerusha. Now the Nechasim B'Yerusha is Nixim B'Lod that the husband has rights to them, that he eats the payers. But the Karen belongs to her. And Dr. Rashi, that's Nechasim Yiduim. Before it's not like the Sma. The Tshuva Sarivosh and Shim Samaktes, which is the Makot to the Ramah, which we're about to learn, is Mefurish also, that even though the husband's eating Paris, nevertheless, the Isha is the one who's buying it. It's her money, it's her Karen is her, and she bought it with Nechasim Yiduim, that's hers, and there's not going to be a Dinah B'Mezra, even though the husband is eating Paris. Mefurish, not like the Sma. A Pelotik Sma. Like the Sma? Like this man, someone was macked the money to Amanash Ein Laval of Rishuspa. My case, damn. My case is easier. My case is much easier than this man. She has Nixim Malug.
What is she selling to buy the other car?
Let's say she has money. Came Nixon Malug with money. She has money, Nixon Malug, and she uses that money to buy Kanka.
But it's not from the Nixon Malug, is it?
It will turn. It will be that whatever she buys with Nixon Malug will also be Nixon Malug. Yes, 100%. But so what? But she's buying it. The carrying is hers. The principal is hers. Mamela, it's her Kanka. So there's no din of
that answer. The
profits belong to him.
Yes, maybe this man means that the you're not using it from
Nechasim,
you're not using the profits of
Nechasim. He says, it's Yiduah Sheishla Mamin She'ein Labai Lav. That means...
We're using the profits, but they're not using the Nechasim themselves. They're not selling the Nechasim and buying the car.
All payers of Nixei Malug belong to the husband. She's entitled to... She's entitled to nothing.
If the business belongs to... If it's just the business belongs to the wife...
He's talking about which... He's not talking about the profits generated from that moment. It's not Masha, they're talking about the moment. So it has to be Mamin She'ein Labai Lav Shizba. What do I have to use the profits for? Who asked him to say, we're talking about only using the profits and make a shverik kimto, mom and chain lebal rishus, but it's not benim, so say he's talking about which he's using the mom in itself. Nechasim Yiduim, and talking about Nixim Balog. Why not? She wants to buy a piece of land. She wants to buy a piece of land. The Rif said that she wants it because otherwise she's afraid the husband's going to spend that money, so she wants to make sure there's a Karen Kayamis. The Maisa is Mazapella. I found Baruch Hashem.
What does rishus have to do with the payers? Maybe it means the Karen.
And that's not rishus means she has rishus. Not he doesn't own it. He doesn't have any rishus on it, which it means payers. That's the lashonis. I found Baruch Hashem the ulam hamishpat.
She buys the property. What happens to the payers from that property?
If it's nixim malug, the same thing. The payers belong to the husband. So it's fine, but at least the property is there. Karen Kayemes, when she gets divorced, Amana, whatever, she'll end up with the property. Dulu Mamisha Baruch Shem was Masak on the Smaz well. He doesn't come from my rice, but he comes from a deacon, the Chuvah Sarif, also, that took me, even though the husband has Peiris, and nevertheless, it's suspended. And at the end, he blives Tzarkin, he says, I can't say it, he could say, Karav Loima, Sheneschalif La Ravzal, Losh Nechasm Yiduin, that the Ramah writes over here with the Losh Nechasm Einan Yiduin in Evin Ezra, which Taka means Ein Labau Peiris. But over here it's not like that. Over here it's talking about even if the husband has Peiris, you still have this Heta of Nixay Maluk, of Isha buying it. So Mela, even if it's Nixay Maluk, it's still going to have this Heta. Okay, let's continue Ramah. I want to bring out Halakha L'maisa. This next line of Ramah is a very important line. Zokta Rabah. What happens if she buys something together with her husband as a shutfis, biyachad, they bought a piece of property together, not only can't you be masalik the woman, you can't even be masalik the baal from his chalik. Why not? The baal could fend for himself. So it is coming from a Truvis Rivosh, Shin Samaktes, and the Rivosh says two reasons why not. The Rivosh says that since whatever she buys, he's going to be eating her peiris. So he has a schus in the field next door. That's, so Kumtais, he's a bametzra. Klapi his chalik. He has a rishus. He has some zechia in the wife's chalik. So Mamela, his chalik, is a bametzra with his wife's chalik. It's next to his wife's chalik. Now, I'm just bringing you right from here, by the way, not like this one. You see that we're talking about a case where the husband's eating pears. And he says, because it should be just like a bashkin, just like a mashkin, the halacha is that there's a din of bametzra, that the bala mashkin has a right, because he has pears, he has dinim in the item. He has a din to get the property next door. He's loigara from that. He could do that too. If he has pears in her ishus chalik, so he has a right to the property next door. And I feel like the chokim who hold that mashkin only has a kedima in the chayfitz that he has a mashkin on, but not to the property next door. Maybe though, even though he has the right, he pairs on her chalik, but that won't help him for his chalik. He says, but a different reason. He says, because the Rambam says, it's a different halacha, that the Rambam says that b'chlal, whatever an isha has, he acts in her place, and he's like the Bailam on it, and Mamela, all the chuyas of Bamesra go to the man, not to the woman. And as we passed him like that early on, in Sif, was it Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, we passed him like that. In Sif Yud Aleph.
Even though she bought it with other money.
Even though she bought it with her own money. But he becomes the bailum of the squeeze of Bamanser on her item. So Mamela Zakti Rivosh, you have two reasons here why he'll win. And Zakti Rivosh, and Aygana Taina, but a second before the Mechira, he wasn't a Metron. So but the Metronus comes Bevasakas with his kinyan. He's buying together with his wife. So when his wife buys, he's a, as if he's buying, and you can't be Masalik his wife, because his wife is Anisha. So it's like he's buying two pieces of property, Bavazakas, and since on one you can't be Masalik him, so you can't be Masalik him on the other, because he has a Din Bametzer on the other. And comes to Bavazakas. No, it doesn't make sense. Well, if it's on Harama, if it's real, again, no, we have a lock. If I give him Matana on a little piece, even though it's real, but it's only done Harama to circumvent the Din of Matronis, they close that Pesach. So if it's only done to circumvent it. Yeah, but if it's legitimate, if only does every business deal, because he's always trying to be my Mitzvahs, and we'll take him away from every business deal too. Right. Oh, one second. So comes out we have two svaris why to take care of Bametzra here on the husband's chalik, because one is he has Paris in his wife's chalik, and the other is Tamazay, whatever his wife owns, he has a dinam of Bametzra on that chalik. And granted, that second svar is better than the first svar, because that second svar would work even in cases where he doesn't eat Paris on his wife's chalik, l'chayra. And it works also because the first svar he said is Talim Makhlekes Shanim Ba'an Mashkanta, which is really Makhlekes Mechaber Ramah Liran Sifnun Ches. But the second svara is a mufusha Rambam, Acham and Sif Yedalud, that you have the dinum of your wife, and Meli can't be Masolak. And the guy over here, you see over here, and the guy, and he says it also, he brings down that second svara, and you don't even have to eat peiris. I'm just saying this because Lafuki Desma, and the guy's Menachem Moizel, and the Aruch HaShulchan, for some reason, they bring down the Ravash, only the first half of the Ravash, when the husband's eating peiris of the wife's chelik, which is Lechoyah, not Mokak. And one is a woman.
So whoever wants to buy
a... No, if you buy Beshutis with a woman,
yeah,
that itself is not enough. Why? Because you won't be able to masalik the woman, but I can masalik you. But if you're buying with a woman who's your wife, and you have the dinim of your wife, so mamela klapa your own chelik, you're a metzrin mitzad your wife's chelik. Yeah, but that's the word is, if you look in the Ravash, this man says what you're trying to do, because they bought a bevezakas. But that's not true, and everyone jumps on this man. That's not true, it's coming from the Ravash. And the Ravash says the whole svari is, and that's how the guy says it too, it's because on your wife's chelik, you can't be masulik, and you have those chayis. And my male on your chelik, you have a din bamesa, because it's attached to your wife's chelik.
You get divorced
later on, who cares? But that's b'shas maisa, b'shas tekinin, was good. Now it comes out.
Later on, that's my question.
It's too late. If at the time that they bought it, it was a legitimate sale, it's good. Now, I just want to bring out, come dice, who are then, if the woman will buy the property first, let's say there'll be two properties next door, and the woman will buy the outside property, the further away property first, and then the husband will buy the middle property, will be the same exact halakha. Because since he has a din in his wife's property, so he mamela will have a din to buy the middle property, also metzron is to his wife's property. So why did Ramah have to say we was kana biyachad? Because the Ramah's saying a bigger chiddush. The Ramah's chiddush is, like the reverse spells out, that even though a second before the kni I wasn't a metzron, but the metzron comes bevazakas with my kniya, and that's enough that you can't be masalik me. So now the boy said, let's talk taklis. Halakha lamaisa. Most people, when they buy residential homes, they put the houses under the wife's names as well. It goes under both the names, husband and wife. That might be the Jersey law. That's if there'll be a divorce. God, it might, but whatever, that might be, that's only a residential home, and that's by divorces, but whatever.
But
we could talk about it.
Is her money clear, or
was that? Two we're talking about now was, if you remember, was her money, but that was only to take care of the chashash harama. But we had a case of the Yad Eliyahu where you bought a seed in the Ezes Nashim from his money, but you're buying clearly for the woman, there's no harama, that was enough. Or Nadunya, right? The Riki Veiga. So the word is that it doesn't have to be her money, it could be his money too, as long as we get around the harama problem. So Bishlam, a guy buys a property and it's for investment purposes, and he puts on his wife's name, and Shoy Neymo, that we had this in Lakewood, and he's only done for Avrocha from Ba Metzra, about we throw him out, and about we let the Metzra take him over. Is only done, it's harama. But people buy residential homes, they're not doing it to take care of a metzer. They're doing it to be a mensch. The house is half his and half hers. That's the customary, most houses, most residential homes are bought like that. It's an halacha, chulila, if someone goes through a divorce, and it bezin, both patidin, the America and Eretz Israel, paskin that the house belongs half to him and half to her. Because it's taka bought b'shutfis, he bought it, even though it's his money, but he bought it b'shutfis, and it's legitimate. It wasn't done for harama purposes. Even if no metron involved, he'll do the exact same thing. So here you have a case that a person's buying something for a woman, legitimately, not for harama, even though it's not from the woman's money. So l'chay should come out that the metron can't be mesalik her from her chelik, and mamela can't be mesalik him from his chelik either, for this Ramah's reason of the rivash, because he has a sechus in her chelik, and memela copy his chelik, he's a bametra on his chelik. So memela halakha lemaisa should come out that you cannot be mesalik somebody buying a residential home and puts it on the couple's name. No, but by the house to live, he puts it under his own name, so we throw him out.
Why?
It's his house. Okay, lawyer, we'll deal with the legal issue. Only if it's under both the parties' names. The Chasam Yidum was only a svara, why? To take care of harama. That is, that if he doesn't have his own money and it came from his money, we have to assume that he's really buying it for himself and he's just putting under his wife's name. But if it's clear that he's not doing it for Rama purposes, it's clear he's taka doing it that he wants half of it to belong to his wife, and it's going to come to want to, because when Chulil, if he gets divorced, taka, his wife's going to run away with half the home. It's a legitimate sale, so l'chayre, this Rama should be applicable and the whole thing should be nageya. There's a chuvis, kinyan toyer b'halacha. There's the only one who I really found on this Shaila, Aintaga, Mechela K. Simon Kuf Memvav, that's the Rav in Strasbourg, came a little bit dying in the Eda Achredes, Rav Horowitz. He wants, he's Mitzadeit, he's not for sure, but it's Lechayri, he says, that over there, you will have a dinner by Masra. Why? His Svara is, I'm just trying to read you the words, because here you know that she's not buying it for herself, she's buying it for a family to live in. And the reason why the husband's eating her chelik is not because achilis peris, it's because all diris, the husband's the ikka. Memela, that's why there should be bamezah. I try to say it as well, best as I could. I don't understand what he's saying.
He sounded like he was saying that the money was minyan.
No, I'm thinking even if the money is from him, the maisa is, the minig is that we buy it and they mean to give a matana, half of it to the wife. So memela, it's a legitimate thing that it belongs to the wife. And who cares? I mean, achilis peris. God has achilis peris in her chelik. And she's buying it for her children too, to live in. Avadi, she's buying for her children to live in. But the maisa, she owns half the house. So if she owns half the house, there's no bametz on her chelik. And memela, there's not going to be a bametz on his chelik as well. So Allah kala maisa should come out that many of the dini bametz should be thrown out if it's a residential home that's bought for husband and wife. This whole thing should not be in the game. That's what it should come out. Good, but he's buying it together, b'shutras. So this is a way for her to get a property. Otherwise, she would not be able to get a property. So he's buying it for the shutfis. Let's say a guy only wants to go for shutfis with his wife in the property if she's willing to go for shutfis with him. So what? So the same thing. But Lemaise went into shutfis with his wife. All right. Right. When he sells the house, what happens? Oh, we have to do. Let's continue, Rabbi. So I want to chaperon. We're running out of time here. Let's chaperon the end of the sif. All right. Hakoina mina isha. If someone buys from a woman, yeshoyimim delespay mishum dina de bametzra for the same type of a svara, an extended svara, as makleikas yeshoyimim. And the reason is because we can't bother the woman to try to run around and find buyers. So therefore, we have to allow her to get any buyer she can. So they suspend the bametzra even if the woman is a seller. Yeah, but she wants to sell to a better buyer who's going to offer more money. She doesn't want to be mishubit just to the metzron. So you have to allow her to get the best buyer possible. So you have to allow her to get any buyer. Normally a buyer scares away, a metzron scares away buyers. We don't want to have a situation where the metzron is going to scare away buyers because it's hard for her to sell. It is different. Are they the one, the seller's geribin, and he'll sideline the metzron, he'll go offer it to him first, and he'll handle. And Isha is not so geribin, so therefore we have to suspend the whole halacha. And even though this is the machlok is, but lamais is, the muksik is going to win, the lokeik is going to win, so halacha is, it's not going to be a bametzra. But dafka metzron enu yokol asalik isha, av a shutif yokol asalik, a shutif could be masalik, the shutif adav mi metzron. If you remember Rabbi Zevim Sif, hey, I told you that throughout the simon, we have to don every single sif, and the him do, what's going to be if a shutv, because we know a shutv is stronger than a kayak mitzvah, a shutv is he owns a half of every malku, he has a shaykhis to this property directly. So here, there became a pshara. A metzvah can't be masalik and isha, and pasha is going on even if the isha is the buyer, that they suspended metzranis, but a shutif could be mesalik and isha even though the isha is a buyer. That is how the Ramah makes the split. The others argue, the Shach argues, brings down people who argue, Mamela is going to come out, lahalocho, you pashtis, you cannot be mesalik even if you are a metzran. You will not be able to be mesalik an isha. Even if you're a shutif. Even if a yeshutah pashit, you will not be able to misal a kanisha. Okay. Husband and wife are selling the house? So l'chayra, husband and wife selling the house, that's going to be a little different. Because on the wife's chelik, maybe you'll have this heta. But on the husband's chelik, you don't have the heta. The only reason why husband and the wife is when they're buying together, the din is because the husband is a metron copy, his chelik, because he has a shaykh as his wife's chelik.
chelik.
Oh, the lekeik. You mean then you're allowed? Ah, that's a chap. Ah, very nice. So lekeik on the ishus chelik, you can't be mazalik. So mameli won't be able to be mazalik lekeik on the husband's chelik also, because he's a mess with mitzad the ishus chelik. Ah, yes, and then you'll have it that way too. I hear the guys. Very strange. I know, but even by partners we find the same halakha. If an isha, if there'll be an individual isha who's a partner with you on a property and you're buying together or selling together, at the same din, an isha is masulak from the din of mamet. She has to fend for herself and you fend for yourself. And even an isha who has a husband, we suspended the din of mamet, because the isha still, even her husband spends for her, but it's not as good if she would be a husband herself, if she would be a man herself. Alright, Rabbi, I'm going to have to stop here. There's more right here, but we went into overtime. A good tovach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.